standing up to China's unfair and non-market practices.
The National Park Service is encouraging Americans to get out and explore and kick off National Park Week. All natural park sites that charge an admission fee will be free to enter on Saturday. National Park Week runs through April 28th, and each day includes a theme such as discovery, volunteering, and Earth Day. More information about activities during the week can be found on the National Park Service website. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on.
What's cooking at your house today? Don Clement and Patty Berneman want you to chew on this. Share your recipes and cooking secrets, your favorite kitchen tool, and what are you asked to bring to potlucks? What's your specialty? Home cooks only on Chew On This. Come on to
my house. Good afternoon, New Orleans. This is Ron Richardson, and I am subbing for the great Patty Burnham as Don tells me to turn down the headphones because it scared him. And Don is here with me. How are you, Don?
I don't have a microphone, but I'm great, Patty. Thank you, Pat. I still have a mic, Patty.
You still don't have a mic? You got it?
No, now
all
we
right,
do.
Now we do.
So I think that you and Patty do this like as you planned that, didn't you?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
All right, man. So I'm subbing for the great Patty Burnham, and as she is.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
That's big shoes to fill.
I'm kind of nervous, man.
I know. I think you're going to do fine.
Yeah.
You're going to do fine. Before we get to our guest, I owe this gentleman this. Most of you know
yes.
that I've been in. In addition to what I do to make money, I've been in food forever. I mean, avid cook, food critic, television show, we do the radio show, the whole thing. And it's funny because this particular restaurant was actually featured on Stirring the Pot. And so I've just got to throw this out there because it's just driving me nuts. So it starts, my wife's birthday goes, you know, March, early March. Take the whole family out to this restaurant. Beautiful restaurant. I've always had such high hopes for it, and I've always been let down dramatically. And we all get dressed up. There are six of us. Pricey, okay? Not going to be cheap.
Right. But you got it like that, Don, so.
I know.
Yeah.
So we wait 25 minutes in an empty restaurant, and we still don't have a cocktail. So I just let that go, okay? Mm-hmm. Takes forever to get the server back. I just let that go. We're there for a party. We're not going to complain. We're just going to let this roll, right?
Right.
Apps come. Huh. Left a lot to be desired for a $38 app. Okay, but whatever. Let that go. Can't get a second drink because Clueless is walking around clueless. Finally, our entrees arrive after I don't even know how long. And nothing else comes out. So where's everything else? Oh, the sides will be about 15 to 20 minutes. I forgot to put them in. I said, that's it. Called the manager. He agreed with me. He said, Mr. Clement, I'm so sorry. Just go.
So wait, 30 minutes for...
15 to 30...
15 to 30 minutes for just putting...
He forgot to put them in the computer. So my steaks are all sitting there
wow.
with no sides. So after I finish my steak, he's going to bring all the sides. Because he forgot to fire them. So, you know, it's my wife's birthday. I'm not happy
wow.
at this point. So anyway, I return to this restaurant reluctantly. And because it is beautiful. We're sitting out on the balcony overlooking the river. Hint, hint. And LeBron James is actually two tables down from me. And I should have known when LeBron ordered eight pizzas that this was a bad sign of things to come, okay? Because he actually ordered out. Now, if I ordered out in a restaurant takeout, they wouldn't let me do it, but he's LeBron.
Right.
So he got away with it, okay? So we go through the meal again, and my wife actually just ordered a gumbo, and I just ordered this steamed shrimp dish that they had. That was an app. That's all we're going to eat. Mm-hmm. So he comes to the table, the server, and tells me, I'm so sorry, We're looking for shrimp. It's going to be about 30 minutes.
How do you look for shrimp?
I guess you look under the cabinets, you look under the sink. I'm not sure. He said, but I'm going to bring you this little salad right now, you know, gratis, just to hold you over. Everybody eats. Nothing comes. Now, mind you, the manager saw me. Oh, Mr. Clement, I'm so glad you came back. Thank you for giving us another try. It was an epic fail again.
So I want to ask you, you won't be back.
I will never be back to eat in anything in the Four Seasons Hotel again.
Wow.
It is such a tremendous letdown for this city to have two restaurants that are so obviously gorgeous run by people who do not know what they're doing. That is my opinion. That is not the opinion of WGSO or any of our sponsors. As a critic, that is my opinion.
You had to put that in.
I had to put that in.
To protect us.
To protect you, because we don't want to lose this palatial studio.
Okay.
But it was, I'm just so disappointed. I'm so saddened. It's just, anyway.
It happens. I mean.
No, this happened three times.
Wow.
Three times. And he knew it was me. He even recognized me.
Right.
He knew he was on my show. So you think he would have tried to make sure our waiter brought us food.
Yeah.
By the way, they never did find any shrimp.
Wow. All right. So let's switch gears.
All right. Let's switch gears to happiness.
To a little bit more positive happiness here. Because I think Patty would want it that way if she was hosting.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I would like to welcome, or we would like to welcome, Miss Danny Habig of Ladle and Whisk, Everyday Gourmet Kitchen Supplies. How are you?
Good. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Her mic works, too.
Yeah, her mic works.
It's amazing.
I got it right.
You got it right.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here, guys.
So tell us about Ladle and Whisk and some of the services that you and products that you offer.
Well, we just had our grand opening March 14th. Mm-hmm. I only slightly hurt myself with a giant scissors.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, only slightly. So we've been open just over a month, and I sell kitchen supplies. I'm a retail spot that does gadgets, tools, knives, seasonings, cook cutters, aprons. I sell coffee like by the pound and half pound,
oils,
you know, everything but the kitchen sink.
But you know, you really fill in a void, because when William Sonoma left, when they left here, that's who left here. Mm-hmm. There is no real kitchen store anymore.
Unless it's, what is it, the Kitchen Depot?
Yeah, I'll go to that.
But that's not, yeah. That's,
yeah,
not.
That's industrial.
Industrial,
size,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely more, I'm not a supply.
Right.
I'm not a warehouse. I'm not a restaurant.
You're the home cook,
yeah.
Home chef.
I want you to come, if you can't boil water or you own your own restaurant, to like find joy in my store.
Right.
Cool.
You know, I want to know what people are wanting. I'm hoping to be part of the community and, you know, be embraced by the locals, and then I want tourists to come back every year as like a destination.
How did you come by this? I mean, you know, you just woke up one day and said, I'm going to sell ladles and whisks?
No, well, it's a crazy story. My mom has always had a small business. Mm-hmm. I'm originally, well, it seems that way. I'm originally from Long Beach, California, and she had a gift in like handmade craft store there, and you know, it was the 90s. I think Beanie Babes got introduced.
Beanie Babes, yeah.
Beanie Babes,
yeah.
90s, yeah.
But then we ended up moving to Natchitoches, Louisiana, which is northwest Louisiana.
Well, but you moved from California to Natchitoches? How
did that go? How
what was that about?
How did that work out for you?
Did y'all just throw a dart at a map?
My papa's a New Orleans born and raised boy, and he retired to Natchitoches.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bert Ferber actually opened the first B&B in Natchitoches. They thought he was crazy, and now
really?
It's like the huge industry, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
But so he was, you know, a little sick, so we came over there. He wouldn't come to us. Louisiana's definitely home now. Like, all the siblings are here, too.
Oh, wow.
That's a good
thing. But Mom got him well enough, and she was like, well, I want to open up a store. And they have this front street. It's gorgeous. It's on the Cane River there. It's a little stretch, though, but it was all like gift stores or restaurants. She goes, well, I don't want to do that. She goes, the only place to get anything is Walmart for like kitchen, you know, and we love cooking. And so she took a leap of faith and just, without knowing what she was doing or how to do it, opened up a kitchenware store.
Wow.
And she had it over a decade and a half.
Oh, really?
I was there on and off all the time. You know, I was in college, helping out, and then eventually...
Free labor.
Yeah,
free labor, and you don't have to pay.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
But you enjoyed it, though, right?
Oh, no.
You did?
No, of course. I'm so passionate about it. It's awesome. But so I got, like, all my training there. I ended up taking over for her, and I sold it for her.
Okay.
And then we traveled for a bit. we ended up in New Orleans because it kind of just gets in your soul.
Oh, it does.
It does.
You know, and on my mom's side, we even like immigrated through New Orleans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a California kid who stole us away there. But yeah, so we ended up here, and last January we got here, and then I was like, maybe we shouldn't be retired. And so I have.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Here you are.
I'm just.
Yeah.
I think it dawned on me last night that I opened a brick and mortar in New Orleans.
You did.
On Magazine Street.
All right, man. So we got more coming up with Miss Dani Habig from Ladle and Whisk. We'll be right back after this. This is WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you want to give us a call, 504-556-9696, and we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNola.com.
And welcome back to Chew on This, brought to you by The Plant Gallery. It's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. Spring has sprung. It is time to be in your garden. Drive over to Airline Drive. They are full of color. You just look to your right and you see all those gorgeous pastels, the petunias. They've got it all from mulch to mud. Head on over to the Plant Gallery. Ask for Kenny or Alex. They'll be more than happy to take care of you. If you don't want to do it, they can do it for you. Dial 488-8887. That's the Plant Gallery on Airline Drive.
You really do have a radio voice there.
I do have a radio voice. It's a gorgeous place, though. It's easy to talk about. It's beautiful. So we are back speaking with Dani Habig of Ladle & Whisk, located at 2130 Magazine Street. So you mentioned that the word retired. You're not old enough to have been retired.
Well, I mean,
you know,
it sounds better than unemployed.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that makes
sense.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we took some time off. We traveled, enjoyed ourselves, and then we got here over a year ago and kind of took our time finding a place. And then when I ran into the spot, I was like, oh, I called, and within a week, I'm renting. So it went from taking our time to boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, everything happened very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, like, what has been the hardest part about being a young businesswoman and starting a business like this? What has been the most difficult thing? If anything.
Well, I mean, the response and stuff has been great, but behind the scenes, I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses, mm-hmm. so I'm trying to get help where I need it, and then every little hiccup makes me want to pull my hair out, but then someone comes in and they give me the nicest words, or someone invites me on a radio show, perhaps.
See that.
You know, so the good definitely outweighs the bad, and I couldn't be more excited about my passion. I'm happy to do it. I think I could be on fire and still want to be there, so you have to have that drive and love for it that goes for any opening up anything.
Right.
But talk about nice. When you go to work, you're happy to be there.
That's
a great thing. Yeah. You know? So do you do also like pots or not?
Yeah, I'm bringing in more. Right now I have some Swiss diamond pots. I'm mm-hmm. really excited to be carrying Blacklock. It's a family of Under the Lodge umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be a specialty store and get approved. And
oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're triple season. They're lightweight.
So they're not cast iron.
They are cast iron, but they're lightweight for cast iron.
Wow.
I've seen that.
They're somehow prettier. I'm not sure how,
They're not black like cast iron, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're actually a little darker than like the regular log.
Regular cast iron.
They come seasoned already?
Triple seasoned.
So you don't have to, there's mm-mm. no putting oil on and putting it in the oven?
It's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
The thing's basically non-stick.
Really? All right, so I want to ask you also, I'm a single man and not live alone. Like,
well, Ron, we're not allowed to proposition people.
No, I'm not saying that. But what are some things that you have at your store that I could use?
Oh, I have dinner and sweet
I love
mixes
to cook.
That, you know, can be ready in 20 minutes.
Wait, say that again. You have what?
Like dinner and like soup mixes that can be ready in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Everything from tortilla soup to jambalaya, you know. It's
nice.
Yeah, or I have seasonings if you want to like start like.
Yeah.
I have finishing salt, so it's like both spectrums of it. Lines like Wind and Willow, Twisted Pepper, Cousin Boudreaux. I'm really excited to like partner with a lot of like Salt Sisters,
mm-hmm.
all independently owned. Several of those are women-owned businesses, which I really love. Salt Sisters, I learned about it ages ago. And just recently, I put together that they're sisters.
what gave it away?
Oh, I was like, but I don't know. It's just great. And then the support along the way, though, mm-hmm. And the outreach has been great. But if you can't boil water, I want you to come to my store. If you own a restaurant, I want you to come to my store. My knife guy, I have a Chroma Type 301 Japanese steel, German design knives. But my knife guy sent me some other knives to test out. And I gave one to a sushi friend of mine. He's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're going to know if you like what knife. He won't give it back.
No.
And I was like,
I'm going to tell you, once you own a Japanese knife,
really?
I have all Shun. I love Shun.
Okay.
And you're never going to get rid of that.
I was like, I was like, can I take a picture so I remember which one to tell him I need?
Yeah. Are they pricey?
They range. I mean, I even have ceramic knives right now, like mm-hmm. Sarah's in there. And they do everything from peelers to scissors.
Good to cut a tomato.
Scissors.
Ceramic knife is great to peel a tomato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a hard job.
Yeah,
they get they get it done.
And Creole tomatoes are coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
That's right.
Season's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you do any kind of like knife sharpening? I mean, that's something that...
I actually was just talking. His name's Andre, and I'm bringing him on board.
Let me know when you do that.
He's wanting to like work, but then also demonstrations for like knife sharpening
mm-hmm.
or like maybe I want to do a demonstration like charcuterie boards, like bringing like events like that.
A good idea too.
Yeah, I'm wanting to bring in more
events. I love charcuterie boards.
Yeah,
but that's a good idea. If you could like put together a package where you actually charcuterie for dummies.
Yeah,
where you could put your own stuff together, and you know,
people are really intimidated by it, but it's, you know, once you get like comfortable with it, it's a lot. I mean, that's for any recipe, but...
And, I mean, you could basically set up a charcuterie board any way you want, right?
Oh, yeah.
But mine looked terrible. Now, my daughter does it, and they're beautiful.
When I figure out when the event is, I'll let you know.
That's a woman's touch, man. You know,
mine just looks like a
block of cheese. Mine looks like a block of cheese on a board. And you can also give us a call if you want to ask us any question, even if it's not related to, you know, what we're talking about. We'll take your call at 504-556-9696. Tell me what you're cooking, and I'll tell you how you're doing it wrong. That's what I do. I'll fix you. So go back to the you're talking about the dinners that can be ready in 20 minutes. When William Sonoma was here, they used to carry a starter for Instapot.
Oh, yes.
That's a cool thing. I don't know if
into that.
And it was really good stuff, too. Good stuff.
I mean, it's William Sonoma.
Yeah, well.
I would like to be in the same breath as that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you get that. But do you actually have something that can boil water for people who don't know how?
I will show you exactly how to do it. I will take you.
It's called a pot.
The Swiss diamond pots I carry right now.
What surprises me, though, is that there are actually people out there that don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But
also,
I
don't want you to be afraid of it. The whole point of cooking is to experiment.
Right.
You know, and it's not, everyone has to eat. It's kind of a thing.
And I guess I was one of the lucky ones because I was raised by my grandmother. So I was joined, you know, at the hip with her in the kitchen from the age of 6.
Yeah, I think also I love that people have that tradition. Food really brings people together in a way like music does, you know. It's definitely, and it's a huge part of New Orleans culture is food.
Right.
So I'm glad to be part of that, you know.
You know, we always talk about cooking with your relatives. And if you're out there cooking with your relatives, be sure to write down the recipe.
Because there are
tons that I'll never be able to duplicate. And I almost
married a man for his mother's recipes.
Really?
You know what happened to, I always talk about my grandmother. My grandmother passed away a couple of years ago. The first Thanksgiving that we had, my mom asked me, she said, "Ron, do you remember how to make, grandma's sweet potato pie?" And I said, "Yeah, I committed it to memory." And she's like, "Okay, well, you know, let me know what to do." So I let her know what to do, and it came out exactly
right.
And she was so nervous. She was like, "Did I get it right?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Did you write it down?
Well, sometimes
I didn't. I need to do it today.
So if you get hit by a bus tomorrow, your grandmother's pie goes away.
It goes with me.
I might need that recipe.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other thing. She was like, you know, if anything happens to me, don't give it out to anybody else.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So
I'm glad your grandma wasn't that woman who like, gave you the wrong recipe on purpose.
She did.
What was it? Everybody Loves Raymond. Did you see that? There was an episode where, I forgot her name, but Raymond's wife made the mother's meatballs, and they would never come out right. Mm-hmm. Then some kind of way she stumbled upon the recipe, and she found out that she swapped out an ingredient when she gave it to her just to mess with her. I said, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
We got more coming up with you on this, man, right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you're listening to us on the go, or if you want to listen to us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app. Catch each and every great show here at WGSO.com. We're coming back with more Chew on This with my main man, Mr. Don Clement, myself, and our special guest, Miss Dani Habig. We'll be right back after this.
Chinese modern lust. Shaking big life with the quick. Secrets in the crust. Fruitcakes in the kitchen.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Anault, 504-267-4549. Cajun Smoke Seasoning, a new addition to your spice rack that'll take the place of everything else. True Cajun seasonings that are low salt and delicious. Cajun Smoke Barbecue Shrimp Seasoning, Smoke Swamp Dip Mix, and Season It All Blend will have all your friends asking, what's your secret? Cajun Smoke Seasoning is Oxner Eat Fit approved, no chemicals or preservatives, and gluten-free. Online at CajunSmokeSeasoning.com or at your local grocery. Cajun Smoke Seasoning.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, seven nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-2700.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Chew On This with Ryan Richardson subbing for the great Patty Burnham. And then my big homie, my big brother, Don Clement. Don.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Where is Patty? I know she's messing around doing something somewhere.
Patty may be drinking somewhere.
Again?
I think so.
Damn it.
And we have special guest, Miss Danny Habig from Ladle and Whisk.
Hey, y'all.
Everyday Gourmet Products.
So you were just telling us off the air about a local painter.
Oh, yes. Simone,
yeah,
New
tell
Orleans.
Me about that. Yeah.
Right around the corner on Jackson, he's got his shop there. And I definitely want to be part of the community and support local art, obviously. So I wanted
as
some
you should.
Open, close signs, wash your hand, mind nice. Your step. Because I have these crazy entryway steps that people don't notice, even though there's caution tape everywhere. Not tape.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The yellow stuff.
Yeah, yellow.
Like, don't trip.
He comes in, and he decides that he's going to paint the floor. And I go, we're going to do what? And he's like, yeah. So he's coming two different Mondays, because I forget paint has to dry.
Yeah, paint does have to dry.
But it was his idea, and it says, mind your steps on both sides. He's come to check on it. I think he's coming back to touch up some stuff. And I was just like, it is really cool. I feel like a part of New Orleans history now, you know, having such an iconic art.
Yeah, it's cool.
On my floor. And it was, you know, and I keep going, well, he's so sweet, though. His accent. I'm usually really good with accents, but that French accent. I think I'm going to learn French and probably understand it better.
Yeah,
that's my storefront.
Yeah, so I just put in 2130 Magazine Street.
That is me.
That way you can see where it is, and you can get an idea of, you're right past the Franco's. The gym on Magazine.
Yeah.
So across the street is
the Shell. And then, so if you go to Jackson, it goes the PJ's, the BFOS Gallery, the liquor store, me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you go to the liquor store first, then you go to the kitchen store.
Then followed
that's
by the tattoo parlor.
Then go to the right tattoo parlor.
That's how it should be.
On the way to the gym.
You always drink first.
Yeah, gym, right?
You always drink first. Then,
oh, yeah.
You know, you go ahead and.
Part of the reason I cook is just so I have an excuse to continue to drink.
And you know what?
A little for the dish, a little for me.
That is like my down. When I'm cooking beans at like 6 in the morning on a Monday.
You drinking?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I love it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Just not here.
No.
Just not here.
Just say somewhere.
At my residence it is, though. Oh.
Please save me from this.
I do have a good cocktail section.
Oh, you have a cocktail section?
Oh, it's New Orleans. Of course I have barware.
I love it. Give us a call at 504-556-9696. We are just chatting with Danny Habig of Ladle & Whisk over at 2130 Magazine Street. Danny, what are your hours?
Oh, I'm hoping to extend, but right now I'm doing 10 to 6 and close Mondays, but I'm hoping to go 10 to 8, open 7 days a week, but trying to figure out, you know, the streets and, you know, what works for people and what works, you know, for me, but.
So I know you also mentioned that you have some events coming up. I heard the word Champagne Stroll.
Yes, I'm taking part of the Magazine Street Association Champagne Stroll. It is.
Are you going to have champagne or are you just
Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Prosecco. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about you next week when you're not here.
I heard.
So do you.
That's May 11th from 6 to 9.
Do you plan on eventually expanding?
Yeah. I have
around the city?
But I have these two back rooms that I want to put like a demonstration kitchen in down maybe a year or so in down the road for events, classes, sampling. And then, yeah, sure, then grow the empire.
Yeah, I think I think a little cooking class.
Cooking class.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can come on in, Ron, and host that, you know?
I would like to do that.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I could do that.
As long as there's like some kind of alcohol involved.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. We could come teach a class to tourists.
Absolutely.
How to make red beans and rice.
Oh, well, some locals need some help too.
That's my specialty.
No kidding.
Yeah. I hear it's 5 a.m.
Yeah. I know people. Look, if your beans don't take 6 hours, you're not eating. I don't know what you're cooking.
Mm.
3 hours tops, man.
3 hours? Really?
3 hours tops.
I like mine creamy.
I mean, I'll get up at like 6 a.m. Of course, soak my beans overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Six, put them on. 7, 8, 9, 10.
See, I don't soak mine. Maybe that's why I go to soak.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah.
If you don't soak them, it takes a long time.
I'm old school, though.
I have made them in the Instapot.
How did it come out?
Perfect.
Really?
In 45 minutes, like you cooked them all day.
Okay.
Wow.
45 minutes from start to
finish.
That
is going to be my next investment.
You're going to buy a dream cooker, not an Instapot.
Dream.
I'll hook you up.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I got a coupon.
All right.
I got a coupon for that.
Oh, that reminds me. Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
Yes.
I think we're going to have some samples for that. You know, maybe some of my Mexican inspired dips, or maybe a sale on my taco holders.
Yeah, something like that.
And of course, margaritas, because you know
you gotta have margaritas.
And then Mother's Day's coming up, barbecue season's coming up. Got all sorts
but
of
that,
stuff.
But your place would be a great place for a gift for Mother's Day. You know, you're always looking for something unique, something different, not the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
You can head on down to 2130 Magazine, check it out. Yeah, definitely.
So why did you name it Ladle and Whisk?
Ladle in the Whisk.
Ladle in the Whisk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's store in Natchitoches was called Cane River Kitchenware, and we've since sold it. And then I thought about maybe my namesake or something, but I wanted something more funky, fun.
Unique.
More, you know, the New Orleans vibe.
Yeah.
And once you hear it, you're not going to forget it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Ladle and Whisk. I like it.
No,
and the logo is really cool, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a ladle and a whisk.
It's a ladle and a whisk.
Harold helped me with that. I was so
thankful. Oh, hey, he did that?
Harold was helpful.
Logos are a hard thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and my idea was so different from what came out, you know? So I was really thankful for him. But I've had a lot of great support.
But it does, what I like about it, it does pop out at you.
Yes, and we're working on window decals and the sign. So.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I do have to give a shout out to my mom. I
couldn't
do this without her mentorship. My friend Chris Dotson, he's a writer, gives me a shout out whenever he can. Always being like, "Have you checked it out?" I was like, "Oh."
And that's
then physical labor is so helpful.
Yeah,
physical labor is
definitely
helpful.
I was like, "Hey, we need to put together some shelves." And then I got lucky.
Don't call me for that. I don't do that.
You're not a handy person.
Ron, I have a Kohler toilet right now that continues to run water, and I'm going to have to pay a plumber to come fix it because I have no idea how to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not handy.
I can't do that at all.
You will hear anything on Chew On This.
Anything.
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 So.
Yeah, don't come to me for plumber advice. Yeah. Stick to the kitchen, please.
No. Give us a call, man, 504-556-9696, and please help me and Don out.
So I was telling Danny, and I know that Ron knows it. I'm a real big gadget guy. So I sous vide a lot.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, I love to sous vide. You name it, I do it. My latest obsession, well, it's the Dream Cooker, which is a fancy version of the Instapot.
Instapot.
It's a much better version of an Instapot.
I'm getting in some, that's a totally different thing. I was seeing
that's
the
okay.
fry cooker, those liners, those are coming in this week.
Oh, to put in air fryer.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea, too, because they get filthy dirty.
Yeah.
They do.
And they're a pain to clean.
I actually, when I first got my air fryer, I actually went on Amazon. And I had got like a pack of like 500.
Oh, that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Also,
500.
You can get a lot. I'll have like reasonable ones and the paper ones. But
so you have a silicone one.
Yeah, but I want to sell customer service. So you want to come to me for you know, experience rather
than Amazon.
Hang out with Jeff, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, I got a place to go now. So.
Yeah. I do want to hear about this Dream Cooker, though, because I've not
so,
heard too much
so
about
it. So it's just like it's a very attractive version of the Instapot that you can literally leave out on the counter because aesthetically, it's attractive.
Oh.
It does a great job. You go to, I think Our Place is the name of the company. And I love it. It doesn't have all those buttons all over it that the Instapot has. It's very streamlined. If we had better internet here, I could show it to you, but we don't. So that's what it is right there.
I don't do actually hardly any electronics. It's
okay,
hard
so it looks
eat,
like a,
but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
It looks like a little crock pot almost.
Yeah, it
yeah,
does.
But it's yeah. but it's se- it's 7 quarts I think or right. 6 quarts. So it's rather big. It's okay. 6 quarts.
Oh wow!
And it's cool. It really is cool. So I like it.
I like the
cooker,
color. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes in a couple of different colors. I know Ron has this pink one. I'm sure.
No, right? It's called salmon.
Oh, there you go. It's salmon. Salmon. We fancied.
It clashes with my decor at the house.
We fancied everything up. Yeah. You know, it's salmon now. But, yeah, so you don't do a lot of...
No, it's just, not a lot it's hard to be
well, you can't.
Reasonable.
You don't have space for all that yeah, either, inventory-wise.
Yeah.
You know?
I just got a huge shipment, and we've been unpacking for 2 days, and I think it's still going to take us another week.
Oh, God.
I still have, like, a dozen more boxes to go. And ugh. I was like, ooh. But yeah. Then I'm like, where am I going to put this? But it's like Christmas, opening everything up. I'm just like, ooh, this came in.
You
like,
know, and that's, when we come back from the break, I do want to talk about that. I mean, you know, where do you even start? You know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to open. And then you have to start to purchase inventory. Where do
right.
We'll talk about where you begin and how you narrow it down and pick out what you're even going to offer, because that's got to be challenging. There's a ton of stuff out there.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just can't decide. But yeah. Nonetheless, man, this is Chewing This on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch this show or any other great show here, you can download that Mixlr app. Drop us a line, 504-556-9696. Myself and Don will be right back after this. This is Chew On This.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
Welcome back, man. This is Chew On This on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you want to drop us a line. Give us a call, 504-556-9696. I'm here with my sidekick, my main man, Mr. Don Clement, and our featured special guest, Miss Dani Habig. I'm covering for the great Patty.
I heard Patty is hanging out at the plant gallery today. That's what she's doing.
I thought she was drinking whiskey somewhere.
Well, you could do that. You could do that. It's outside. Just don't tell anybody. Yeah. But head on over to Airline Drive. You know what else they do, Ron? We talked about spring has sprung and all these gorgeous color. They also do a fantastic job at weddings.
Really?
You know, I've got two weddings coming up, and the plant gallery will be, of course, doing both of those weddings. And they just do things that most people don't think. You can walk into an event, and you can tell the plant gallery did it just by the style.
Wow.
Because it's just loaded with color, loaded with flowers, and they just do things so differently. Kim and Susan over there do an awesome job putting those arrangements together. So give Susan a call over in the floral department. Tell her that Don and Patty sent you. That's 488-8887. Or you can visit theplantgallery.com.
You sound like you've been doing this for many years.
Oh, many years. Many years, yeah. Well, I've been, yeah.
All right. So we are back with Dani Habig, and we're just...
I wanted to give a shout-out to Paul in Michigan.
Paul in Michigan, man. And
what's wrong with you, Paul?
My friend Sherry, call us. 504-556-9696.
So before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, if Ron and I opened up a kitchen store and we had this like big empty room, we probably look at each other and just open up some Crown Royal and drink and just sit there and say, what are we going to put on all these shelves?
It is a lot harder than people realize, and you have to...
Do you go to a market and shop?
I went in Dallas in January when it decided to be 17 degrees, and I was like, that's not nice.
No.
So do you buy in bulk when you buy?
Yes.
That's a must, right?
Wholesale.
Right.
But you have to spend X amount of dollars, and you have to buy X amount of items. So you can't just be like, I want one.
Right.
You know, and then different companies have different rules.
Right.
But I got real fortunate because Mom had already laid the groundwork for me.
Oh, so you knew. You had an idea of what to do.
Yeah, and I got real spoiled because I've been going to market with her for over a decade, and it was very difficult for me to be like,
Well, technically,
you're a new business. I was like, but, like, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
But you are. Like, I still want dating and terms and...
Right,
you
right.
approved Mom's store for this. You just approved me.
I got some street cred here.
Yeah.
Right.
I got some street cred. Give
it
me some.
Really was helpful, though, like, knowing, like, having, like, a baseline to, what? Like, I'm still, like, finding more stuff and new stuff and looking for other things. I'm going to go back in June to find other stuff.
And if you have never been to market, it is quite daunting.
Everyone thinks it's a mall. It is. Oh my God. You're dropping, you know, money
everywhere.
Hoping it sells.
That's another thing. It's like a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. Because you might love it and you might think somebody's going to love it. And then somebody looks at it and the first time they say, what is this? It's like,
I there's a lot of things. There's like a line I won't go to because I love it, but it never works out.
Yeah.
And then there's other things I'm like, well, you know what? This isn't my thing, but I can see
it would be somebody else's thing. Yeah.
This is why I don't. I'm not in clothes, or
I'm with you.
I really am loving what I'm doing. So,
we got a caller calling from Fort Worth, and this is Sherry. How are you, Sherry?
Hey, Sherry.
I'm fine. How are you guys today?
We are good. What's shaking in Fort Worth?
Yeah.
The weather right now, lots of thunderstorms going on.
I saw that. I don't know if that's coming our way. I think it is coming our way, Sherry.
Uh-oh. I think you guys will probably get it eventually.
Yeah, I think so. So what you been cooking?
I cook lots of things, but what I really wanted to do was ask Ms. Hagler a quick question.
Sure.
You know, there are a lot of people who have that entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, if someone was wanting to do what she's doing, what advice would she give them? What kind of steps would she tell them to take?
Leap of faith. Be scared and do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's good advice.
It hit me yesterday that I opened up a brick and mortar in New Orleans on Magazine, and I've been open over a month, and it finally had dawned on me, like, oh, like, step back, realize what you've done. You're going to pull your hair up, but the passion keeps you going. Being your own boss is terrifying, mm-hmm. and scary, and the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Now, I want to ask you, do you ever, like, just take a step back and just say, wow, I did that?
That happened the first time last night.
Right. Wow.
And I'm over a month in, and I had to tell somebody. I was like, you're not going to believe what just happened. I opened a business. They're like, yeah, we've been letting you know that.
We're
doing an awesome job. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, we know.
I was like, I don't think I knew. You know, it's just been so hectic. But, you know, if you're scared, be scared and do it anyways.
That's good advice.
So what's the most surprising thing you've learned about being in business for yourself?
Having the faith to believe in myself. I was talking to an employee. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean how to tell you how to do your job. I went, wait, no, that is my job to tell you how to do your job. You know, it's like, I'm only 36 and a woman, so it's kind of tough. But the respect I am receiving from the community, from my employees, from my friends, from my family, you know, I just have to remember to breathe in the moments. You know, have your freakouts and then just keep stepping forward.
And, you know, one thing I want you to remember being in New Orleans, man, is, you know, once you accept New Orleans will accept you.
I really do want to be part of this great
You community. Are, though. You are.
The soul, yeah. The soul of this town just gets into you. It's infectious.
Right.
And I want to be a spot. I keep asking people what they want, so, you know, to better serve. You know, having an open mind. I wish I could say I was fearless and no doubts and all that, but honestly, terrified.
Right.
Sleepless nights, and you know. So I take the small wins when I can, you know.
Right.
And try to, you know, remember that when I'm like, oh goodness gracious, this, you know, because the to-do list only gets longer no matter how many things you scratch off.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. The next time I'm in New Orleans, I will definitely drop through.
Thank you. My Aunt Peggy lives in Fort Worth. And
not Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, she does.
Shouts out to Aunt Peggy in Fort Worth. Yeah.
I was wondering where Peggy lived.
You know, I was going to tell you eventually.
All right, Don, you got anything to add?
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry, for calling.
No, we're all good. I'm excited about heading down to 2130 Magazine Street and checking out.
That phone call was made my day. Yeah.
Little Whisk. You know, tomorrow at 5 here on WGSO and WGSO.com, we have Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Yeah. Yes, and his guests tomorrow will be David and Roslyn Leonard. And when you hear them, you'll probably know who they are. There are some pretty popular street performers who have been at it in the quarter for years and years. And they will also be featured Thursday at the first weekend of Jazz Fest. They will be in the children's tent. So
that'll be cool.
Yeah, if you got some time, go out and take a look at David and Roslyn and take a little listen.
So be sure to check out Uncle Jackie's Gumbo at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock tomorrow. Well, I cannot wait to get to Ladle and Whisk because, again, that's my vibe. That's what I do.
You have taken too long to get there. I'm scolding you.
I know it's been too long. It's just like you said, there's so many things to do. But you're on a great street. You're in a vibrant street full of restaurants. They probably have more good restaurants on Magazine Street than any other street in the city. And you're full of local entrepreneurs there everywhere you look. So we're glad that you joined the hood. And that you can be a part of that.
It's an honor.
This is what makes New Orleans, New Orleans. You know?
Yeah, man. All the best to you, Miss Habig.
Thank you.
We hope to have you back.
Oh, I would love to come back. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great weekend. Jazz Fest coming up.
All right, guys. Coming up next, my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, streaming worldwide. But Don, I will see you later. And Patty, we love you. And we'll see you back next week. Conversations with Ryan Richardson coming up next right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. See you soon. I will play for gumbo. Yeah. I will play for gumbo. A piece of fresh bread with the white in my bowl. Good for the body. Good for the soul. It's a little like religion and a lot like sex. You should never know when you're gonna get it next. About midnight in the quarter.